I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska on Tuesday formally added itself to the chorus of critics of Alaska lawmaker David Eastman. Leaders within the organization, which represents more than 30,000 Tlingit and Haida people, had piles of unflattering adjectives to characterize Eastman's comments, including appalling, demeaning, egregious, inexcusable, venomous, indefensible, and demonizing. Wasilla Republican David Eastman hasn't backed down from his claim that some women from Alaska villages purposely get pregnant to get Medicaid-funded trips to Seattle or Anchorage for abortions. Nor has Representative Eastman substantiated the claim.
Are you aware of anyone, native or otherwise, who's been interested in getting pregnant in order to get a trip to the city?
That is the most ridiculous statement he ever made I've ever heard. No, I've never...
That's Tlingit and Haida Central Council President Richard Peterson.
And, you know, to be honest, I don't know that many Native women who have an abortion, you know. So it's just frustrating.
Eastman denied he was referring to Alaska Natives in an interview on KTVA.
Again, this is not a racial issue. This is dealing with the fact that our state is paying for this, and we want to raise issue of that. The race is not the factor here. Obviously, when you're dealing with travel, it's going to be from someplace out of Anchorage, but that's not specific to any particular part of our state because the policies are not based on race. What they are based on is the fact that abortion is funded by our state. About
people
half
can
of all
say,
abortions in our state,
you know, he didn't single out Alaska Natives, but, you know, we're synonymous with rural Alaska. Those are the people he's talking about.
Peterson says he has seen some feedback sympathetic to Eastman.
You have to troll the racist comments on, you know, news sites from people to find those.
Legislative leaders on both sides of the aisle have demanded Eastman apologize. He has not. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.